Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and it is Tuesday, June 11th. And the big news of today, hysterical, actually, is that Hunter Biden was found guilty, and everybody's saying, on all charges. Well, first of all, there's only one charge, really. I mean, there might be like several counts, but there's a charge. Hunter Biden said he was not a drug addict when he was signing up to get a gun. He was a drug addict. So he lied. So for that piece of information on this case, that's what we've determined. The Hunter Biden lied when he bought a gun. He was a drug addict. Now, first of all, there are a whole lot of drug addicts running around. I mean, a lot of drug addicts. Many are addicted to drugs. Others are addicted to drugs, which alcohol. Alcohol's a drug. And there are people that are addicted to both. Alcohol, various kinds of drugs. Alcohol will kill you. So will fentanyl. So will heroin. So will lots of drugs. They'll kill you. And I strongly advise that you stay away from these harmful drugs. Now, that includes alcohol. Now, the joke about that is that almost anybody listening to this would say, Kaysen, are you an idiot? Alcohol, first of all, is legal. Well, it is. And secondly, people are going to use alcohol. They're going to drink. And I can tell you this. I don't drink. I don't smoke. Never did. No drugs. Never. And I try to be healthy in the way I eat. I'm not telling everybody else that they have to do that. I am saying I advise you to try to be healthy. Now, I'll grant you, there are all kinds of ways that this can get out of control. For example, there are people who won't eat Lucky Charms because Lucky Charms has red dye. Well, red dye is not healthy, but it is harmful. It's harmful. I mean, it will hurt you. It's not only just not healthy, it will hurt you. How much? I would say not much. I think I've known a lot of people eating Lucky Charms probably live to be 100. And they probably had all kinds of things in their veins and all over that they shouldn't have. But, you know, red dye. I mean, unless you're drinking it. Now, that would be a problem. But a little bit of red dye probably won't hurt you too much. I'll tell you what else is probably going to hurt you more than any of this. And that's the plastic in your body. And it's not just you or me, it's everybody. We're all loaded with plastic. Everybody who dies and they do an autopsy, they find not only a little plastic, they find that these people are filled with plastic. And what are we doing about that? Nothing. What am I doing about it? Absolutely nothing. I go to the store and I buy food and I put it in plastic bags. I take it home, and those plastic bags are just filling us all with plastic. Now, there's also another problem with the plastic. You realize that the entire planet has got plastic in the ocean. It's really bad. So we are filling the ocean with plastic because we use plastic every day. It'll kill you. Well, will it? I don't know. Guess it will. Probably people have cancer that got it from the plastic, and people who don't have cancer but are loaded with plastic, and they should have it, but their genetics save them from it. Something like that. I don't know. So there's a lot of complicated business going on here. But it's not that complicated for Hunter Biden. He was using crack cocaine, and he was killing himself for sure. Could have killed somebody else under the wrong circumstances if he were high in the wrong place at the wrong time, maybe behind the wheel, using a gun. Look, we're going to get rid of these guns anyway. Shouldn't be anyone with a gun. Everybody's gun should be confiscated. Everybody's gun. Not Hunter Biden's gun. Everybody's gun. Get them all. I know. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. None of that says you have a right to a gun, and you don't. I know the last part of it. I'm not going to say it because that's not even the whole story anyway. It's more complicated than that by far. And anybody who is honest intellectually about this knows the truth. I'll give you another book to read, which 99% of the people won't read it because 99% of the people don't read any books. Go get your hands on a book by Saul Cornell. And the name of the book is, you know, something like Well-Regulated Militia. It's about the Second Amendment. Saul Cornell is an expert on this. And the bottom line is, we should get everybody's gun, and it wouldn't be a violation of the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment doesn't have anything to do with you having the right to a gun. Except for the fact, and this is an important fact, the Supreme Court has said that the Second Amendment gives you the right to a gun. And in this country, whatever the Supreme Court says is the law. But here's the problem with that. And let's, you know, put Hunter Biden aside on all of this, because Hunter Biden having a gun and using drugs is, here's what that is. Yawn. Who cares? You know, we're not going to have illegal alcohol. We're not going to have illegal cigarettes. But we have illegal drugs, and generally, when people get caught now, these days, not too much happens. But Hunter Biden, because his last name is Biden, we got to go berserk. Let's get him. Come on. It's all right. You want to get him? Get him. I don't know what they're going to do to Hunter Biden, but I'll tell you this. Hunter Biden, when he goes into the same deal that Donald Trump went into yesterday. You know, Trump, we don't know what he said, but you know what he said. But you don't know, but you know. I mean, he didn't go in there and say, you know, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have done any of this. I shouldn't be pushing insurrections. I shouldn't be messing with campaign finance laws. shouldn't be paying porn stars money and lying in order to hide an election. Shouldn't do any of this. And I'm really sorry. And I'll tell you, not only am I going to follow the law when it comes to election law from now on, including the current election, but on top of that, I'm really sorry that I did this in the first place, because it was just not a nice thing to do. Now, if you believe that Donald Trump said that, then you probably believe that a family of four has an increase of $11,000 to feed the family in the last year. That's not true, and what I just described about Donald Trump is not true. And that is a major part of this. If you study the law on sentencing, you're supposed to be contrite. And you're supposed to say, I did it. I'm really sorry. I'm not going to do it anymore. I really lost my mind. It was terrible. I'm going to behave myself. That's what you're supposed to do. If not, then you've got some problems. You have a right to say you didn't do it. You have a right to do that. But you don't have a right to violate gag orders. You don't have a right to go into the court and call the judge names. And you could even apologize for that. But he won't. I mean, right now he's talking about sharks and, you know, crazy talk that nobody can even understand. Electric boats, batteries in the boat, electrocuting people. The man's crazy. He's definitely mentally ill. You know that. But at any rate, he's not going to go in and say sorry about anything. Zip. So under those circumstances, and given the fact that he's violating the law every day when he violates the gag order, and when you do that, that's supposed to be an indication that you need to go to jail. So I think that Judge Mershon, who really has tried to be fair and could have put Donald in jail some time ago, warned him he would, and Donald wouldn't stop anyway. Well, here's the deal. I think Mershon will put him in jail. And of course, Comey, remember him? Comey? FBI? Comey says that we can easily put him in jail. All we have to do is get a mobile home and put it out next to the jail and then stuff Donald in the mobile home, and he can just sit there with his Secret Service people guarding him, and he'll be in jail where he belongs. I would predict something like that. I do predict it. I think that's what's happening. But we'll see. So far, I've been right about everything. I know people 8-9 years ago said, Kasich, he's not going to be tried for anything. They said it a year ago. And then everything came in as far as the indictments. And the next thing you knew, he was on trial. Although a lot of these judges have had problems to deal with, the Supreme Court being in Donald's pocket on one hand and Aileen Cannon on the other hand, but not in New York, not in Manhattan. So Donald is now a convicted felon. And everything I've said about what would happen to this Al Capone character has occurred. So now I'm going to say one more. He's going to jail. Most people who have done what he has done will not go to jail. But he is going to jail because he's begging for it. Now, on the other hand, Hunter Biden is going to walk into that meeting that he has with the probation officer, and he's going to say, I am so sorry. I can't believe what I did to myself, to my family, to the community, everybody. And he's going to mean it. And the probation officer is going to listen to all of this. And he or she is going to go to the court and is going to say, first time offender, totally contrite, meets all the qualifications for probation. And I think that's what he's going to get. If he doesn't, because if everybody's scared of Donald Trump and puts Hunter Biden in jail, he's going to go to jail because Joe Biden obeys the law and will not pardon him, period. He said he wouldn't, and he won't. But I predict that Hunter Biden will not go to jail because he will be contrite about everything. Donald Trump will go to jail because he's basically going to take a look at all of these people. I'm sure he did yesterday to the probation officer, the lady, and he's going to tell them, you know, two words, and I think you know what they are. But I don't say things like that on the air, but that's probably what he did yesterday. And I think he'll do it every day because he's already been doing it. Okay, he didn't say the words, but he's doing it. I know, he's talking about sharks and boats with electric batteries that are going to electrocute you. He's a sick man. Who knows what he's talking about? He's just talking. This doesn't mean anything. It's crazy. Okay. But here's the point. Let's connect it this way. Whatever the Supreme Court says is the law. Now, that's the truth. And I believe that we should abide by that. I really do. Even though the characters on the court are, number one, worse than shady, and number two, two of them are on there close to illegally. So let's establish really quickly what that's about. And I've done this before, but if you've heard it, you'll hear it again. You probably don't remember it anyway. And if you haven't heard it, you need to hear it. So if the Supreme Court says anything in any case, for example, if they say that gay people can get married, then that's the law. If they say that black people have to sit on the back of a bus, which they did in 1896, then that's the law. Whatever the Supreme Court says, that is the law. And the truth is, if you go back in time to 1954, when Fred Vinson died and Eisenhower put Earl Warren on the court, you go back to that day, it was the beginning of the culture wars that we're going through today in the United States. The culture wars amount to people who feel that everything should be religious in America. You know, sort of like, who would that be like? Oh, I know. Like Iran. Yeah. We could be a theocracy. There you go. Let's try that one. Who's talking about that right now? Oh, that guy on the Supreme Court. Sam Alito, who's married to Martha Alito, who flew the flag upside down, according to Sam Alito, because he doesn't want to take any responsibility for it. He says she did it, and she's the villain. However, we've heard all kinds of things now about nice little Martha Alito, who's not so nice. Pretty mean, actually. They have video and audio on her today that was secretly recorded, and she's saying some things that are off the wall. Stuff about how she's German, and if you're German and people are saying bad things about Germany or you, then they're going to be punished by the Lord. Oh, she's out there pretty good. She's out there pretty good. She's promising all kinds of things, and she's a nutcase. By the way, let's back up on that one a second. This isn't Sam Alito now. I'm talking about Clarence Thomas. The two of them are, you know, together. Clarence Thomas, in the last 20 years, has taken $2.4 million in gifts, which everybody knows he shouldn't have done. And then he didn't report it, which everybody knows he should have reported it. But he didn't. Hid it all. Then it came out. Then he said it was okay. Yeah, somebody was giving his mother a present or something. I mean, all nonsense is coming from, you know, right-wing nuts, donors with billions of dollars, pouring them into right-wing causes led by Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito, of course. Well, at any rate, all of the other justices on the court combined over the last 20 years, and that's more than nine, it's a whole bunch of them, all of them combined received $200,000 in gifts. That's all combined. Clarence Thomas took in $2.4 million in gifts. So we know there's a problem with that. But we also know there's some other problems too. Aside from the fact that he was taking that money from crazy right-wing groups, the other problem is that Sam Alito, number one, is involved with this flag business, the upside-down flag, supporting the insurrection against the United States government. And he refuses to recuse himself from any of the cases. And you know, well, you don't know, but I'm going to tell you. The standard for all of this, the recusal standard, is if a reasonable person could think that you might have been biased, then you should recuse. Pretty low bar. And the bottom line is these guys refuse, Alito and Clarence Thomas, to recuse from anything. They don't care. They don't care if they're being given millions of dollars by crazed right-wing people. They don't care. But here's what did happen because of these crazed right-wing people. Here's what happened. First of all, and this was with the help of Mitch McConnell, the Supreme Court refused to allow Barack Obama to choose somebody for the court in his presidency. Now, again, listen, Barack Obama's presidency, he gets a pick, and he can't have the pick. Can't have a pick. They say no. And listen to why. And you can find all this. It's all online. Not from Fox, the real thing, Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell said, you can't pick somebody for the Supreme Court within 1 year of the end of your term. Okay, let me cite to you the portion of the law that allows that. So I'm going to give you the legal citation for not allowing a president to pick a member of the court within 1 year of the end of their presidency. Oh, I get it. There is no such law made up by Mitch McConnell. Okay. So as a result, Barack Obama did not get his pick. Couldn't do it. He wanted to pick Merrick Garland. They could have said, we don't like Merrick Garland. Pick someone else. They could have given him 10 picks. They wouldn't even allow him one pick. They wouldn't interview him. They wouldn't consider it. They just said, you're not allowed to do it. Made it up. Now, if you don't think they made it up, get ready for this one. The next thing that comes up, I mean, this is almost unbelievable, right? Donald Trump gets a pick to replace Ginsburg, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And that pick came 1 week before the end of his presidency. A week, not a year, a week. And so the Democrats all said, well, if Merrick Garland couldn't be picked with 1 year to go, then certainly you're not going to pick somebody for the Supreme Court with 1 week to go. Oh, my. Wrong again. Because that's exactly what they did. That is 100% what they did. They quickly rammed a pick down the throats of the Supreme Court through the Senate controlled by Mitch McConnell. End of story. As a result, Donald Trump got two picks that he shouldn't have had. He shouldn't have had them. One should have been Barack Obama's, and the other one should have been Joe Biden's. But they didn't go along with that. They shoved them onto the court, and instead of having 5-4 liberals, we've got 6-3 conservatives. And it has changed the world. Now, again, I agree that, you know, what the Supreme Court says should stand. But the other side is that if you muck up the way that you put people on the Supreme Court, well, somebody's got to be accountable. Now, I understand. In the age of Trump, no one's accountable unless you go into a courtroom and they find you guilty of 34 felony charges. Not that you had some drugs and bought a gun and lied. Not that one. No, instead, it's this other nonsense where we know that the Trump was phonying up stories everywhere you turn. He was giving money to people to not let the American people know what was going on. And all of that was illegal because it exceeded campaign finance numbers. 34 felonies. He was guilty of 34 separate felonies. Okay, you could say it was all the same thing. That's fine. And he wouldn't have to go to jail either, except for he broke the law in the courtroom, outside of the courtroom. He brought in all those obsequious weirdos from the United States Senate that all came waddling in like penguins wearing blue coats and red ties so that they looked like the dear leader. And then they came in and said things that the dear leader was not allowed to say. They helped. All of them helped Donald Trump to violate the gag order at separate times than the time when he was already violating the gag order. 10 times. He had to pay for 10 times, 10 violations. And then he has violated the gag order repeatedly all the way through to today, not counting the sharks and the electric batteries that could electrocute you on your boat. What am I even talking about? What was he talking about? Anyway, so that's the story. Now, I'm going to extend all this a little bit further after we talk about some very reasonable things in contrast to what's going on in this country otherwise. And that is, I'm going to talk to you about where you can get a good dinner, where you can get some nice jewelry, and where you can get a suit. So let's start with where you can eat. All very normal kinds of things. Nothing illegal. No controversy. Thankfully, there's something out here that we can rely on. And one of those things would be dinner at Wendy's. Wendy's is at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. That's in the valley. And their food is excellent. They've got wings. They've got smoked meat. They've got baby back ribs and onion rings, which I love. They've got hamburgers. They've got patty melts. They've got salads. They've got drinks. I mean, they've got everything. Wendy's Food Shack and Saloon. I'm just reading the sign up here. I don't always say that. But it is Wendy's, and it's at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. The food is great. The owners are fabulous, Ben and his wife. I mean, it is just a terrific place to eat dinner. You cannot beat Wendy's. You really can't. Now, you could starve yourself like me. You could stay away from red dye like some people out there. I don't do that. I mean, you could hide from every bad thing on the planet, but what you're going to get at Wendy's is great food, and you'll go home very happy, and it won't cost you $11,000 to buy dinner. So again, Wendy's, 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road, great restaurant, and don't forget that there's the Wendy's Roadhouse in Defiance. Great food there all the same. Excellent. Can't beat it. Get those wings. You'll love those wings. Everybody loves those wings. Except me, but that's all right. And I'm not saying I don't like the wings. Actually, I've never eaten a wing, ever. But that's just, you know, I also don't do drugs. Okay, Wendy's, that's the story there. So let's go and get you some jewelry. And that's at 4506 Hampton. And that's in St. Louis. And, of course, owned by Al. And then his son, AJ, is there all the time as well. I love these family businesses. And this is just a great example of one where you can get all the jewelry that you ever imagined. They've got cases full of it all through this gigantic area with glass cases, It's excellent. A terrific jewelry store. Now, they'll buy jewelry and coins from you. They'll sell jewelry and coins to you. Everything. I mean, they pay high prices. It says on the ad it must be true. No, it really is true. Al's a very honorable, honest, great man. And you'll know if you go to 4506 Hampton in St. Louis. Jewels on Hampton. And don't forget, they'll also repair your watches. It's important. If you've got a good watch you want repaired, Jewels on Hampton will do it for you. Now, if you want suits and ties and shirts and shoes, then you go to the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. It's at the corner of Forsyth and Central. You know, you go in, there's a couple of restaurants there, and you go in the door, you walk up the stairs. Great inventory of clothing, overcoats, straw hats, but really shirts and shoes, not chucks, sorry, but everything else. It's a great place to buy a suit. The ties are $5. And believe me, when I tell you the ties are $5, they are beautiful silk ties. This is not junk. This is not Donald Trump stuff. This is good suits and ties at the St. Louis Suit Company on Forsyth and Central in Clayton. They've been there 29 years. And if you're thinking about getting married or you are going to a wedding, go to the St. Louis Suit Company. They'll help you with the wedding attire. Great place to buy suits and to get wedding attire for men. It's just a great store. 29 years, that's not a joke, and it's a good reason. It's not coincidence that they're there. They're there because they're great. St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. Okay. So I've talked about the Supreme Court, talked about Hunter Biden, made some really important connections, which I understand if you're a Trumper, you don't care. The facts don't mean anything. It's just like Kellyanne Conway said, alternative facts. Yeah, alternative facts have put Rudy Giuliani, into all kinds of felony indictments, new ones in Maricopa County in Arizona just this past week. Can't practice law anymore. I mean, all this good stuff. All you got to do is tie yourself to Donald Trump, and a whole lifetime of work is down the tubes for you. Oh, not for Trump. Yeah, but this time, yeah, for Trump too. That's why the man's going to jail. It's not a joke. Okay, but here's the connection between what I've been talking about and where I'm going, and I'm going to Europe. And here's what happened. There was an election in Europe. This was an EU election. That's the European Union. European Union, what is it, 28 countries? It's like 28 states, except they all speak different languages. That's an interesting issue. And a lot of people have said, you know, the EU may not hold together. And look what happened with Brexit. So who knows? But for now, the European Union's holding together, and they had an election. That's all these countries voted for the leaders of the European Union. And the results were pretty sad and pretty interesting. All right-wing crazies were heavily winners in the election. And when I say all right-wing crazies, let's clarify this a little further. Neo-Nazis, Germany, France, all over Europe, neo-Nazis are on the rise. Pretty funny, because the Democrats are in Ukraine, where Vladimir Putin says that they're actually Nazis. So you figure it out. Believe me, there's only one way you're going to figure it out. You better start reading newspapers and books and listening to people who know what they're talking about. They can tell you about some of these things. They got them all over MSNBC if you tune in. I mean, these are top people. Admiral Stravitis. I mean, these people, this guy ran NATO. Great admiral in our Navy. I mean, these people, important people, really people that we respect, whole bunches of them. And, of course, now we don't believe a word they say because they all think that Trump is a criminal, which we now know he is a criminal. He was convicted. Okay. I know. People don't even want to hear it. Just like he won the election in 2020, which we know he did not win the election in 2020. We know that. But there are people who want to say it. And so if you say it over and 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 over, then it's like Hitler and, you know, you get away with it. But not Trump, because we finally got him, which I always said we'd get him. And by the way, I said from the beginning we'd get him in 5 years. Well, it took 8. Sue me. It took 3 more years than I thought. But they got him. And they're going to get him more. And they're getting all of his people. I put a whole list of them on the thing yesterday. But now we got all these new people who are being tried in 5 different states for forgery and fraud related to the 2020 election. Forgery and fraud. And by the way, I said that Trump would lose in Manhattan. And I cited the fact that 95% of federal cases, this wasn't federal, but 95% of federal cases, the state wins. So Manhattan won, but get ready because you got all kinds of things coming similar to federal court. Some of it's in federal court, some of it's not. Probably 95% is going to be what happens here. I know, presumed innocent. Well, that's true. Under the law, presumed innocent. So the law needs to protect these people's rights. But I'm not the law. I can say what I want, and I'm saying guilty. We'll see. In the meantime, Europe is losing its mind and is picking all right-wing neo-Nazi dictators all across Europe. That's what they want. And the reason they want it is pretty much the same as we have over here, which is sort of interesting because it makes a case for Trump. You know, it almost says, hey, it's not Trump. The whole world's doing this. But no, the whole world is doing it. And then there's also Trump on top of it. Trump's the worst. But Europe is definitely picking neo-Nazis. And the United States has got the number one neo-Nazi. And, you know, when I say he's a neo-Nazi, and when I say that all of these people are fascist neo-Nazis, remember, Donald himself told us that these people will be what he calls the unified Reich. The unified Reich. What country are we in? What is this business? Oh, well, it's neo-Nazis. We've got them, and the whole world's got them. And Macron in France took a look at this yesterday, and he was trying to figure out what to do, and he came up with an idea. Maybe not a good one, but we'll see. He is calling a snap election in France, because now we've already had an election for the entire EU. But Macron now, who doesn't really have to run until 2027, he could sit there quietly and wait this thing out for the next 3 years. But he's not going to do that. He's going to put himself on the line, sort of Liz Cheney style, sort of profiles in courage style. And he is going to run in a snap election. And he's going to hope that he can convince the people of France not to install a neo-Nazi in the place of Macron. If you took the election and had it like immediately, without a campaign, without any words, without anything, the polls say that Macron would be gone with the wind. End of Macron. And it may be the end of Macron. But he is standing up for democracy. You ever hear of that before? Joe Biden? He's standing up for democracy. And he's putting himself on the line 3 years before he has to, in order to try to convince the French people to reject this right-wing neo-Nazi fascist insanity led by Trump. And undoubtedly, this is, of course, my personal conspiracy theory, undoubtedly led by Vladimir Putin, who owns, in my opinion, Donald Trump. We're probably going to find out the answer. You know, in the Kennedy situation, the Kennedy assassination, we always said, you know, you can only keep these things quiet for so long. Somebody's going to tell. In the case of Kennedy, really nobody has told. All the information is hidden, which, you know, they said 75 years and we haven't gotten there yet. You know, 1963, we're sitting at 61 years. So there's still 14 more years before all that gets released. Several people have released documents, but every time they say they're going to do it, they hold back the key documents that apparently have the information that we're all looking for. Who killed Kennedy? I don't know. I don't. Apparently it wasn't what the Warren Report said. I don't think that's what it was. But we'll find out probably someday. And we're also going to find out what it is that Vladimir Putin has on Donald Trump. There's something. There's something that Putin's got that he would tell or could tell that would destroy Trump for real. Because so far, nothing has destroyed him. And he's even lost this case, and he's a convicted felon, and I say he's on his way to losing it all, but on its way is different than having actually lost it. So we're going to see how that ends up. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you, I am positive that Putin has something on Trump that has caused Trump to behave the way he's doing, which includes turning over documents to the Russians. Now, wait a second. Don't look at me and say that's made up. We all know he did it, and nobody even denied it. And he did it right at the beginning of his administration in the Oval Office. Lavrov and the whole Russian press was in there, and he turned it all over, every bit of it, whatever he had up there, to Putin. And we'll never know why. Well, not until somebody tells, not until it leaks out. We still don't know. But You know, you read the Mueller report. It's right in there. You know, 144 meetings with the Russians. Something going on. But, you know, in the United States, we do what my brother and I were talking about last night. And we often say this about what's happening right now, which is people put their hands over their ears and they go, la, 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 la. I can't hear you. Yes, that's what they're doing. So, you know, you could play that game and put neo-Nazis in charge of everything all over the world while Martha Alito screams that Germans are being mistreated, whatever that all is supposed to mean. I mean, I'm going to say something, but it's really not even my thing, but it applies anyway. It's just not my original idea. And that is that, you know, if Trump just put everything out there in the original German, then we'd be a lot better off, all this unified Reich business. And of course, that's something that was said years ago about what's his name, Pat Buchanan, when he was promoting all this neo-Nazi business about 40 years ago. But it applies today. It's the same story. Anyway, Europe is facing a real challenge in all of this. But there is one piece of good news in Europe, and that is Poland. Because, you know, a lot of these people in Europe are freaked out for the same reason that we are, and that is immigrants, people from other countries coming in and taking their position in these European countries like they are in the United States. And Europe's neo-Nazis are angry. They're very unhappy. And they are fighting back by picking neo-Nazis to run their countries so that they can throw out the immigrants. Of course, in the United States, we just have a slightly different thing going on. Maybe not the people. The people hate immigrants. Just like, you know, I always say, you know, Brown versus Board of Education. If not for that, black people would still not be able to get a hamburger because white people in America were never going to vote to say, okay, let's, you know, bring these black people in here. They weren't going for it. And the only thing that brought it on was Brown versus Board of Education, period. So I'm just saying, you know, there are a lot of complicated things that we do, like what we're doing today against black people from African countries. Trump has made that clear. I mean, not just a little clear. He says the words, poisoning the blood of America, because for him, this is the unified Reich. I mean, all this language is not accidental. This is Hitler, Adolf Hitler. You ever hear of him? And I really think this is what you got to tell people. Now, I understand there are people who are going to say, this is ridiculous. This person's crazy. You know, all that. But here we are in Europe, and they're doing it there now, too. And it's all because of this immigrant business. But Poland's been different. Poland did something that Macron is trying to do right now in France. Poland fought back against the neo-Nazis. And Poland threw the bums out, took all those neo-Nazis and dumped them, and instead brought in liberal democracy, you know, like the United States was for 240 years. Now, we're still going to be that way because Trump is not going to be president of the United States. We're not going to bring the neo-Nazis into power. We are not going to have the unified Reich. We're not going to do it. You watch. November, getting pretty close. And by the way, speaking of getting close, this is the 11th. We are now down to 16 days away before the first debate. And often we have found that these debates have been pretty inconsequential, really. Yeah, somebody wins, somebody loses, but it's not necessarily the person who wins or loses the presidency. Ronald Reagan lost that first debate, looked like a complete moron, and he won and came back in the next debate and looked pretty good. I'm talking about, you know, mentally solid. He had other problems, sure, but mentally solid. The first debate, he looked like he was losing his mind, but turned out that wasn't true. So, you know, lots of things happen, and you got to try to figure it out and parse the language and, you know, bring it all together. But in the meantime, 16 days is the debate. And in this case, I think it's going to be very consequential because in the first place, Joe Biden is going to look like a presidential candidate because they're not going to be able to doctor the film. And listen, maybe you don't know this story. Washington Post, go check it out. There are three videos of Joe Biden in Europe where he looked like he was coming apart at the seams. He looked like he was falling over. He looked like he was lost in space. He didn't know where he was. He didn't know what he was doing. But there's only one problem. All three of the videos were doctored. We have the real videos brought to us by the Washington Post. You can go in and find it. It's all there. This is the last 2 days. They doctored the three videos to make Biden look insane. But when you look at it all in the real video, he looks perfectly normal. Looks like a guy who was the president of the United States, who went to Europe and gave speeches and met with people, shook hands, everything. They even had this deal in there where they made it look like he closed his eyes and went to sleep. Well, here, I could do it. Watch this. Okay. 2 seconds. He closed his eyes. And actually, he closed his eyes when they were doing a translation. And that's not an unusual thing, actually, for somebody to close their eyes and to try to listen closely, intently to the translation. But no, this was all doctored, and you can see it. It's all, I mean, the doctored tape is on Fox. Well, of course. You know, that's Trump Central. But the real video is in the Washington Post. You know, online. Obviously, you're not going to find it in the newspaper. But it doesn't matter. Nobody reads a newspaper anymore. But you can find it online, connected to the Washington Post, because they did the work and they found exactly what was being done and they found it quickly. You don't think that's going to help, do you? Because everybody's still going to say that Joe Biden was sleeping and he was insane and he needs a straitjacket and he's very ill. And you know, they're going to say all that. But there isn't any tape to show that one. And then there's Greg talking about the Steele dossier. Yes, Greg, the Steele dossier was false, not deemed false, false. Yeah. Craziness. Craziness. Anyway, here's the deal. Time to go. This is Showdown. Not neo-Nazis. St. Louis Suit Company. Jules on Hampton. Winties. I'm Mark Kaysen. Good night.